It's time, y'all. It's time to open up your mind. It's time to raise up your voice. And it is time to be entertained, enlightened, and learn more about what you already know. It's showtime, and you're on the online happy hour. For those that don't know, this show is designed for all of us, and I do mean all of us, to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. Let's go, fam. blogtalkradio.com/how was your weekend? Spell was with a Z. The call-in number is 646-727-3279. Go ahead and program that in your Blackberries, your iPhones, and everything you got electronic. 646-727-3279. Hello and welcome to the audience tonight. And for those who have heard this show before and those who are listening for the very first time, my name is Andy Brown, and I am co-hosted along with the wonderful, the realness, the multimedia diva herself, Miss Oatmeal Brown, with the Realness 101. Miss Oatmeal, how you doing?
I am blessed, Andy. How are you?
I am highly favored, feeling good, looking good, smelling good. And ladies and gentlemen, we live vicariously through you. Broadcasting live here out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area now on Thursday nights, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time, that is, because of you, the callers, the listeners, the bloggers, our show just gets better and better and better and better each week. And as you're going to find out very shortly, tonight will be no different. We're here doing it big, folks. It's Thursday, September the 15th. It's halfway over. Somebody got paid today, 2011. Usually, as marketed, you would have seen us at Don't's Pianos, but they opted to miss out on the realness and the life coach stepping in, doing good things. Some people just don't see the vision, and they can't hold the capacity for great quality. I'll leave that alone for the civil rights movement, if you can catch me what I'm talking about. However, we're going to be giving you an awesome show tonight. Miss Oatmeal, what's going on?
Oh, man, I'm happy to be back, but I've been on my grind.
Yeah.
Helping the kids, doing my mentor thing, giving back to God by putting back into his children.
Uh-oh.
That's what I'm doing on Wednesday nights at Awana.
Okay.
At North Dallas Bible Community Fellowship here in Richardson, Texas.
That's what's up.
So, you know, I'm loving it.
So she's trying to trendset the Proverbs 31, and it sounds like she believes the children are our future.
But I'm not trying. I'm doing it. What they need to understand.
Well, amen, sister. Let me reach in my pocket and grab out a nickel for the love offering.
We don't need it. We're taking big faces today. And
they got the square that you can swipe your offering in the card if you just come and call in. And
no, we keep it real.
Amen, sister. This is how we do, folks. We're here on the online happy hour. Check us out if you're in the chat room. blogtalkradio.com, hit the / how was your weekend, create your profile. Visit the website, howwasyourweekend.com. You'll see us on Facebook and befriend us at How Was Your Weekend page. Follow Miss Oatmeal on twitter.com at Oatmeal Brown. Check out the Realness 101, the website, and also andybrownspeaks.com as well. We're sponsored in part tonight, ladies and gentlemen, by One World Music and Media, and also Fat Gear Retail Clothing Store, Dallas, Texas' finest urban women's apparel, also the place to get the controversial read, second-place women who come in first, and Oatmeal Brown's hot single, Knick Knack, and tickets to the Laugh and Love comedy concert coming up September 24th. The address is 3215 Kirkwood Drive, suite number 106. Call my man Sebo at 972-283-4327. He's going to keep you looking your best as he keeps you dressed, ladies and gentlemen. Let him know that the online happy hour sent you. We're going to get down with the real funk tonight, Miss Oatmeal, that they've seen this topic. They know what's about to go down. It's going to hurt. Now, I know, ladies and gentlemen, that you've heard the phrase mentioned over and over again, you can't turn a hoe into a housewife. Some of you have tried to do it and have failed consistently. It's just not going to happen. Well, we're going to bring down the funk. flip the switch just a touch, if we can, Miss Oatmeal, just tonight, and ask the question, fellas, ladies, can you turn a hoe into a husband? Now, some of you all may be thinking, nah, or yeah, or, but there has to be some underlying reasons about that. We're going to get into that tonight, along with a very young, wonderful young lady who we know she's wonderful because she attended the Grambling State University, just as myself and Miss Oatmeal did. She's an actual playwright that is doing big things here, Miss Salima Jones, and I believe she's on the loan. And I believe that she might be on the line to chime in. Salima, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Say hello to Miss Oatmeal.
Hi, Miss Oatmeal. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Salima. How are you, my fellow West Coast representatives in the D-Town?
I am doing very well, very well. Long time no see, long time no see.
I know, girl. But I know you're doing good and great things.
I am definitely trying to do that, trying to live that GSU lifestyle, you know, where everybody is somebody and trying to, you know, reach one, teach one, each one.
That's right.
That's what's up. Now, speaking of everybody being, he is somebody, what is somebody like you doing nowadays? We talked about you being a playwright. Can you give us a little bit of understanding of who you are, what you got going on?
Yes, I can. As you stated, I am Salima Jones, graduate of Grambling State University. Right now, I'm doing a little bit of working for the city of Fort Worth. I'm a prosecutor there. After graduating from Grambling State University, it set me up and set me out to go to law school at Thurgood Marshall in Houston. Like I said, currently I'm a prosecutor for the city of Fort Worth, and I'm also co-owner of a production company called Fierce Productions, and a nonprofit called the Fierce Foundation.
Outstanding. Well, she's a parole officer. We need to, it's going to be, you're going to have these fellas in here like a little reserve here on these phone calls. They're going to change their names tonight.
Change their names to protect the innocent. You know how we do.
But that's how we do, folks. And Salima, we're going to talk a little bit about this topic. You might know. I don't know if you've seen this situation or you know somebody who's in certain situations, but let's just be honest. Men cheat. You know, there's reasons behind it. They cheat on their wives. They cheat on their girlfriends. Some women are okay with it. Some women say that they'll just tolerate it for the moment. And then you get a few that'll be like, nah, dude, not over here. But the pattern seems to be consistent. Look at some statistics, and it says one in every three men in their marriage will cheat. One in three. One in three. And 55% of the men that were surveyed about this actually say that if they and when they do cheat, they're going to lie about it, and they're not going to tell their spouse consistently. Now, are you out here doing this just periodically? Or are you out there doing things and living the male Vanessa Del Rio lifestyle, just touching and stroking any and everything out there? Fellas, I want to hear from you. What you got to say? Miss Oatmeal, let's talk about that. Is it possible, you know, so to speak, just kind of give a little synopsis before we get into the show. You want to know, can you actually turn a hoe into a husband? What does that mean when people hear that? Can you turn a hoe into a husband? Dare he say some foolishness like that?
Well, I definitely don't agree that you can turn any type of person that's sexually promiscuous into marriage material. Now, you still may marry them even though they had a track record of being out there, you know, getting it on with everybody. But if they say they're ready for marriage,
right,
who's to say that they're going to stop? Messing around and sleeping around with other folks.
This is true.
Sometimes they might stop and then start it back because something's not, they feel like they're missing something. It's just like an addiction.
Yeah.
So you have to constantly try to fight that, but if something is getting thrown in your face and you fall weak and fall into temptation, there's a possibility that you're going to get out there and get your freak on. So you need to know your partner, but, I mean, they may have stopped, but you need to always understand it's a possibility they might get that feeling again and get out there and go for it.
Well, that kind of brings us to right there with our very first question, folks. How well do you know the man that you're involved with, ladies? Is it just based on his car? Because he was fine? Because he approached you and wasn't thuggish, ruggish? Is he just the cool one that your girlfriend said you should hook up with and you were just in between relationships and were so ready to be married, Shug Avery, that she was like, yeah, I'll take him. I'm ready to get married. Let's do it. Not even figuring out who this man is. Salima, what do you got to say about that? What do you think?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm going to have to agree with Miss Oatmeal. I mean, you can never turn anybody, any type of hoe, whether it be male and or female, into any house husband and or a housewife. At that particular time, they may just be ready to have a family. They may be ready to have you as a family and still not want to finish their hoeish ways. You never really know when you get into that type of situation. The best thing is though to know the situation that you're getting into. Because sometimes, you know, you meet somebody, you like, okay, I like you said, I like their car, I like his bank account, I like his job, and he can give me security, but do I really know him? You really got to get to know a person before you get into all of that.
We don't talk. This is what we do, folks. Y'all better understand what's going on in the online happy hour. Can you turn a hoe into a husband? If you want to call in and chime in on this topic tonight, the number is 646-727-3279. In just a little bit, y'all going to be saying it just like I am. 646-727-3279. Join us in the chat room if you don't have anything to say and just want to get loose with it. blogtalkradio.com/ how was your weekend? Spell was with a Z. Ladies, I want to know if it's necessary to get married to someone if they believe that their mate is really a cheater. Is that possible?
Yes. A lot of us may not have been here if it wasn't the case. You know, some of our parents, our fathers were Rolling Stones, uncles, grandfathers. So, I mean, this is something that has been going on since.
My great-great-granddaddy was a pimp.
Now you don't have to be a pimp.
Right.
I don't know. I don't necessarily think that you have to be with somebody like that. Take, for instance, the play my company is putting on the play called With This Ring. We're putting on the play to where people get into these different situations and they meet these different people and they really don't know who they are. One character in the play, she gets with the guy because of his status, because of his money, and because of the car she's driving, what he could do for her. Another character gets with a person not really even knowing who she is and then finds out later on, oh, she's not who I thought she was. She's somebody so totally different, I can't even fathom who this person is that I married, that I said I do to and that I love. So I don't think you necessarily have to get into that type of relationship at all.
Hmm.
You don't. Sometimes people are persuaded.
True, true, true. They persuaded sometimes.
Like you said, if the man is ready to get married and he chooses this female and he's showing her everything at that point in time that he's got her and everything looks good,
mm-hmm.
and then he starts humping around again.
That bitch was calling. That chick at the job just happened to wear them slacks that day. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Some of these athletes.
Running around because you think you're supposed to do it.
It's not always just because groupies is jumping out at them. It's just, and the groupies are trying to get the athletes. These athletes just, hey, they know they can get it easy.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing it. Still having the family at home because they want the family life or they wouldn't have a family. But some of them just want to eat their cake, have the whole dessert tray. and everything else.
Is it really about the thrill, fellas? I want the fellas to chime in. Dare you to be real tonight. The ladies are going to represent. I want to hear what the fellas have to say. Real talk tonight. BlogTalkRadio.com/ How Was Your Weekend? 646-727-3279. The topic tonight is, can you turn a hoe into a husband? If you want to stay fly from head to toe, ladies, make sure that your do is right. Make an appointment with Dre, the hair artisan, specializing in healthy hair maintenance, precision cuts, and creative color. Dre is located at the Legacy Salons Day Spa, 420 East Roundel Road, Suite 200 in Lewisville, Texas, with the zip code of 75067. Give her a call, 214-488-4888, extension 22. Again, that's 214-488-4888. The cell phone number is 504-957-5536. And the email address is thehairartisan@gmail.com. Again, thehairartisan@gmail.com. I'm joined tonight by Ms. Salima Jones and the one and only Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101. Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about the topic, can you turn a hoe into a housewife? Yeah. Ain't that something? You just heard what people were saying, and it just kind of kicks in.
Right.
Lord,
somebody really said, huh?
And we got to think about that. And also think about this, ladies. I want to hear from the ladies. I'm going to answer this for the men as well. Now, do you believe that a man's upbringing, you said this a little bit earlier, Oatmeal, but let's talk about that. Do you believe that his upbringing plays a role with the infidelity based on what he's seen growing up?
Very strong possibility.
Based
very
on
strong.
The way that maybe his uncle, his father, you know, you mentioned Papa being a Rolling Stone, but what about his friendships, the establishment that he had, the kind of circles he kept growing up? The type of music that they may listen to.
All of that plays a part. All of it, because it's all going into your mental.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why there's so many, like you said, music. So many, you know, little boys and some men, hopefully not in the older generations, but it catches them too.
Right.
They think they can live out, or they're living out, or their lifestyle compares to what they hear in the music, which is just strictly entertainment.
Because you know y'all heard it up growing up. Well, I'm Eazy-E. I got bitches galore. You may have a lot of bitches, but I got much more. Kind of hard not to let that try to flow out your mouth and not try to live it yourself. Y'all better get real tonight. This is what we're talking about. Can you turn a hoe into a husband? Ms. Salima, what do you think about that?
Well, to be honest with you, I totally agree with Ms. Oatmeal that, yeah, it does have a lot to do with your upbringing. A lot of things that you do in your life has you know, major. What did your parents do? What did you see growing up? What did your friends do? Where did you live? But there comes a time in your life, whether you be male or female, that you have to grow up and be an adult and stop using that as an excuse. Yeah, you might have seen that, you might have heard that, but at the same time, you do know right from wrong. And when are you going to stop saying, okay, well, this is the way I was raised, this is what I saw my daddy do, or this is what the song that I heard, and take responsibility for yourself. It's like in the play that we have going on this Saturday with this ring that'll be in DeSoto. That's one of the things that's in our play. Yeah, you saw this growing up. This is what you witnessed. This is what you heard, and this is what you know. But when are you going to stop and take responsibility for your own self, for your own actions, and your own life? You know, one day you just got to stop and say, hey, I'm grown. I can listen to this song, and I think I got to live it out. I know what my mom and my dad did back in the day, but I don't have to be that way because I know better than that. I mean, when you going to grow up? That's all I'm saying. When you going to grow up?
Right.
You going to grow up. And when you going to go see this play, ladies and gentlemen, we ought to give some tickets away to the play. Let the callers chime in. Who can come with the realness like Miss Oatmeal is doing tonight and get a pair of tickets if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area? Go ahead and call in. Let's see if you can talk real about this topic tonight. Get a pair of tickets to the hit play with this ring. Ladies and gentlemen, let's just keep it 100 tonight. I mean, the men, I mean, fellas, we understand that. But like she said, when you going to grow up? When is it going to become, you know what, this is my family, and I have to do what I got to do to take care of my family? I took the vow to be with this woman, and I said, she's my queen. So I'm inside of her. She can feel me. She probably, from my understanding, ladies, y'all can tell me if I'm wrong, that if a man is that deep inside of you and you giving yourself to him, when he steps out and he cheats, y'all can feel that. Because he's tapped into your soul. Ladies have said this to me. It's amazing to hear that. And you just have to learn to understand that, fellas, that sometimes it really ain't worth it. I mean, you stepping out, hoish way, being nasty, trying to get your body count right. Because the girl at the gas station was fine. And maybe y'all had an argument at home, and I just had to just go out and meet this young lady to take the tension off. And it just becomes my pattern because it's my release valve. I know anytime I go home and I can start a fight, I can slip out. Maybe you're that dude that starts an argument with your woman just because you know you're tired of having sex with her because you mentally checked out. Just because of maybe a small thing that happened. Or maybe you just don't understand that you're afraid to commit. And you back up and you use that as a vice because you're afraid to really give all of yourself to one person. Real talk tonight. Can somebody, am I wrong? Tell me I'm wrong. What's up, fellas? 646-727-3279. The topic tonight, rather, can you turn a hoe into a husband? Ladies, are the expectations being set going in? Like, what are the consequences? If I know that if I do this to my woman, something's going to happen.
Well, see, you know what? Sometimes that's where it goes off. Sometimes we as ladies don't set down the ground rules and don't set down the expectations because we may just be so happy and so heartfelt that we got a man and we have this man and he's doing this and he's doing that, that sometimes we don't leave the expectations high where they should be and let them know. We're not about to be taking out of this bull mess from you. You're not about to be stepping out on me. And mind you, when you stepping out, be weary about what you're stepping back into. Ain't no telling what's out there. Ain't no telling what you're going to bring home to me. So, sometimes we as women don't set the bar when we get them. We kind of get lax, like, okay, we got them now. Because, we set the expectations high to get them because we were like, he got to have a car. He got to have a job. He got to have a plan. He has to have this. He has to have that. So we set that expectation high to get them. But once you get them and you lock them in, you're like, now that I got them, do I need to keep the bar so high so I can keep them, or should I let him go ahead and make it do what it do the way he wants to?
Well,
be careful,
like I said. Before you say I do, you know if he's a hoe. That's simple.
For sure.
I mean,
for sure.
It don't take a rocket scientist.
It shouldn't.
You're going to know each other's patterns.
You're in denial.
You're going to know what each other, what you do. So if you start having more late meetings, if you start going to the gym more often than you used to.
Without sweating.
If you have these extra meetings from something that you no, you don't have nothing to do with. I mean, those are all red flags, and women know. Some will take the initiative to do a little investigation.
Mm.
If they're smart, they will. That's not considered stalking. His patterns have changed. And usually when they're cheating, patterns change. Not even usually, they do.
Right.
It's hard for you to keep a happy home and then go out and dip.
What about the infamous bat phone? You know, cell phones are a dime a dozen nowadays, and it's easy to pull the bat phone out and say, you know what, this is going to be the phone that I talk to with everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But this is going to be, this little Metro PCS,
mm-hmm.
this is the number we're going to use for when they call.
Right.
So we don't ever have to worry about somebody checking that phone.
Mm-hmm.
We don't ever have to worry about the bills being misunderstood and this text message going off at 2:00 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Might want to check that. It ain't even a game now, fellas. It's real talk. You know what I'm saying? It's in the book, Second Place Women Who Come In First. why she has your man's attention and you don't. You need to pick up your copy, dog. We coming with the truth on this one. Understand, the bat phone is just so secretive. I can put this away. She'll never know about it. Everything is good. And when I meet Miss Sassy Ass, I'm going to give her this Metro PCS, and I don't really want to put my name on the voicemail, just in case somebody calls on the blind side. Somebody tell me I'm lying tonight, because I doubt it. Can you turn a hoe into a husband? Is it possible? Fellas, a hush just fell over Jerusalem. Understand, this is real talk tonight. Didn't think you was going to get it like this. The ladies are smacking them left and right. It feels like we on Fantasy Island over here. Miss Oatmeal is Mr. Rourke, and I'm like Tattoo just sitting back over here in the cut. This is real talk. Salima, I hope you're enjoying yourself tonight.
Oh, I'm definitely having myself a great time listening to this conversation and chiming in and putting in what I can. I love the conversation. I'm ready to hear from the men out there. I want the men to call in and, you know, let us know a little something. Tell us if we're wrong.
We're not. They're not going to say anything.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you, ladies.
They laughing. Like, ooh, they on the other line, on the other end, just like, man, I can't say nothing. If I say something, then the red light is going to shine on me. The white light is going to shine on me.
Because what seems to happen, and Ms. Oatmeal said it earlier, there's a pattern. Men will show you a pattern. It's evident. Ladies, you need to pick the pattern up on Sunday morning. On Sunday afternoon, he has a pattern. He gives it away. Watch him when he watches his football team. When the Cowboys are playing and they're in the game to the last minute, they're loving it. They're in front of the television. I don't give a damn what you say. He's not moving. Why? Because he's in the game. He feels like he's a part of it. His presence is going to contribute. But, oh, let his team turn around and lose and get blown out. Babe, you can watch whatever you want to. I'm out the game. I'm not participating. I'm not a part of this right now. And that same pattern is happening in your own relationship. If he's in it to win it and he's shooting for the challenge and he knows he's in the game with you all the way through, he's giving you all his attention. He's going to stand right by you. He's going to be everything you want. But when the game is changed and he's no longer winning and the attraction's not there or the fire is gone and the spark is out and you're not appreciating him for maybe the small things. He cut the grass today. You know, maybe he's unemployed and washed the two dishes that were in the sink and nobody said anything. Well, she don't appreciate what the hell I'm doing for her. Understand the psyche. The male ego is something else. I've been trying to tell y'all that for real. But the truth of the matter is when he's not winning and he's not in the game with you, he's going to check out and flip the channel and see who else is playing so he can root for. Somebody tell me I'm wrong. 646-727-3279. Can you turn a hoe into a housewife? Now, I may not say much. That's real talk. But when I do, I make sure it's worth it. www.andybrownspeaks.com is the website. Life coaching, folks, to create a better life for you. Just understand, folks, it's real deal. There are clients that I have right now that we have sessions and we keep it 100. And their lifestyle is changing for the better. That's testimonies on a lifestyle. That's just keeping it 100. Miss Oatmeal, let's talk about this tonight. Is it possible to turn a hoe into a housewife? The expectations are there. How come, what do you think? That men are just not understanding the concept or the consequences of their cheating.
They don't care.
At all? There's not an inkling? Really?
Like, but what is one of your favorite things?
I'm about to go to bed.
No.
What is one of my favorite things?
Think you're a shade under invincible.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Fellas, is she right? You got to think about that. Nothing can touch me. I'm the king of the castle. I'm the baddest mofo slanging it all around town because I get my way. It may be the one Booker Wolf ugliest thing you've ever seen in your life, but you got it with her, and she made you feel like a king. I got to hear it tonight. Now, watch this, fellas. I want you to understand. You know, if I got to stay in the corner and take it by myself, I would surely do that. I'm going to pack a powerful punch for you, but you need to call in and represent. Ms. Salima, let's go ahead and take it up north and keep it in the D and let that lady, Miss Nikki, the living life lady herself, chime in and hit us with the truth tonight. Miss Nikki, how you doing?
Hey, Andy, what's going on?
Loving life, sweetheart. Loving life. How are you?
I am doing well. Not too bad, Ron. Not too bad.
The grandstand is in the house tonight, folks.
Yeah, can't wait for October 21st.
That's it, GSU homecoming.
Yeah.
You've been listening, sweetheart. What do you think? I mean, talk to us tonight. Can you turn a hoe into a husband? Let me sit back on this one.
No. That's the first thing. Just a flat out answer the question, no. But I'm oftentimes amazed that that question is actually still, you know, relevant in today's climate of relationships, just based on the fact of the wording. Anytime you ask somebody, can, it's like you immediately present a challenge. Can you do this? So when you digest that psychologically to a woman, you're basically challenging her to position herself to be over and beyond what she should be in a relationship with this clown. So what you're doing, you get a woman to actually, and it's great psychology if you actually break it down. You're getting her to say, basically you're getting her to question her all. Are you pretty enough? Are you thin enough? Are you thick enough? Are you smart enough? Are you this enough? Are you all of those things? And if you are Miss All of That, can you take this no good Negro over here and make him love you? That's what it comes down to. So you're automatically duped from jump. So we've taken the word can. Now when you think about the word turn, you can't turn or change anything that doesn't want to be turned or changed. Nothing. Nothing. Every single human being walking this earth makes their own decisions, whether they will yay or nay. So, no, you can't make a person do anything they don't want to do. Now, they can, you know, posture and position themselves as if they are. They can present themselves any type of way you wish them to. But can you forcibly change? Absolutely not. That's like asking a dog, can it be a cat? No. No. So, yeah, I've never looked at a brother and was just like, oh, yeah, girl, I could change him. I know he got on the thick white socks and the black dress shoes, but we can work on that. No, I'm not trying to change anything. It's a waste of time and energy.
Say, I got that on right now while you're playing.
I love your analogy from the beginning, saying that's going to make women feel like they got to do more than what they normally do. That's got to put extra. Am I pretty enough? Am I thin enough? Mm-hmm. Am I thick enough? Is my butt big enough? You know what I mean? Is
Absolutely.
My personality wide enough? Am I supporting him enough? That's putting an added extra pressure onto the relationship from just
already. Already.
You're already pressured into being you. Now you got to be an extra you all
right.
the time.
Or you're
24/7 at the most.
Or you're pressured into playing a role. And then what happens after? Because the crazy part about it is the Negroes don't change. They don't change for the women who bend over backwards and swing some chandeliers. Men marry bitches. And if you don't think it's true, check the women who got rings on their fingers. They're not buying it. They didn't put up with his BS. You know, period, point blank. They don't marry the meek, forgiving, you know, because they want to be held accountable. And anytime a man is not held accountable for his actions, he slacks off. Period, point blank. And anything that he does, whether it be work, you know, sporting activities, this is why men love sports so much. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that matters is that damn score. And if you are on the losing team, you didn't perform up to par. So you're accountable to the coach. You're accountable to your teammates. You're accountable, and if you, God forbid, you're a professional athlete, you're accountable to a whole bunch of people. And so if there's no accountability, what do I have to be, you know, what do I have to be the best for? There's no accountability. Why do I have to be good to you? Why do I have to be faithful to you? All I'm going to do is tell you some BS, you're going to believe me. Actually, you're not even going to believe me. You just don't believe in yourself enough that you can do better. So why would I respect you?
And you know what? This is what I want to ask the ladies. I want to ask the ladies this question right here. I mean, some of them know this going in. They know it going in. And the men know it too. But you know what? I know I'm messing up. I know I'm out there bad. But if I give her this baby please, it's going to work itself out. Now, I may have a little drama. I may not, you know, I may not get none for about a week or two, but I'm still in there.
Man, I get
there's no long-suffering consequence for the action. It's just, you know what, I had to get, is it worth it for just a little bit right now to go through this? She better be worth it. And that's just real talk. I want to go to the phone lines, folks, and just bring on another caller. It is another lady, of course, because the fellas, I'm tripping. Y'all don't want to step up. I mean, I'm going to hold it down, trust and believe, but really? Really? Oh, my goodness. 646-727-3279. Can you turn a hoe into a husband? We got Michelle on the line from Tarrant County, Texas, right here in the DF Dub. Michelle, go ahead and talk to us tonight.
Hey, Andy, what's up?
How are you?
I'm great. Well, you know, I was listening to the topic for a while, and I just want to say, you know, I don't always agree with everything that people say, but all your callers have great, great points to make. I think the last caller was right. I think that you don't turn anybody into anything that they don't willingly want to be, you know, and accountability is very hard because you have to accept that you can't have everything that you want. I know that I've had an opportunity to play both roles in a relationship. You know, not I wouldn't say quite the whole role, but
you said both roles? Were you the husband and the wife? What are you talking about? The husband and the wife? What does that mean?
I got to play the role of the housewife, and then I got to play the role of the hoe.
Okay.
But
okay.
I don't like to say hoe. I like to say free-hearted. I like to say, you know, I had the little publisher clearing house, coochie going out. No, I'm just kidding. I wasn't really like that. I wasn't really like out there just New Jack swinging, but, you know, every once in a while, you know, I stepped out of the relationship. That's because it usually was for payback purposes, though. And then, you know, but I'm just going to say, you can get caught up like this. So the accountability is that most of the time when you get that fly guy, the one that everybody wants, you'll see him. He'll be with the ugliest girl in the room, and that will be the one that's his girl, and he'll wink at everybody else. So this is what I've observed. Now, I'm not speaking for anybody else. You know, the girl that's cross-eyed, you can't tell if she's watching him or not. So, you know, that's the dude, you know what I'm saying? He got his taco meat hanging out his shirt. He got the gold chain on. Everybody know he ain't shit. But, but we all want some, you know what I'm saying? He probably was the brother that had the juicy curl back in the day, you know, the kind that didn't curl down in the root because he needed touch up, but it was just right, you know what I'm saying? He had that old ready for the world curl and all that. That same dude still lurks out there, and I really, really hate to see him. I hate to see the players that be 60 years old plus and wife still hanging on for him to do right. That's what I hate to see. But it is true. But you know what? They out there. They are definitely out there. True story. One of my colleagues at work, she said that her mother, now mind you, she's grown like almost, she's like 50-something. So her mother is definitely 70-something. Her mother is at the doctor's office. She sees an elderly man and his wife.
they, you know, smile at each other, you know, hello, and, you know, go about their business. The wife gets up and goes to the back to visit the doctor. Why does the elderly man try to get with the mom? Why does that happen? You know, they all are 77 years old, and he's still out there stepping out on his wife.
It still works. That's why he's
trying to work.
That's why he's trying to prove.
She's absolutely right.
He's been doing it forever, and she just been sitting around waiting for the day. You know, she done probably bust out a couple windows. You know what I'm saying? She done threatened Verna Mae and Sally, and she done had a couple free fights with Lula B and all them back in the day. You know what I'm saying? She done jumped off the horse buggy and caught his tail cheating. But it is. I'm just saying, I've seen, and I'm not going to lie, a matter of fact, it gets so deep when you get into those relationships, no matter what the relationship is. What you're trying to do is control the person's free will, and that is something that you can't do. And I hate to get biblical, but, you know, even God doesn't make us love him. You know what I'm saying? But some women will go as far as to pray to make a man love them. You can't do that. You have to love yourself enough to know that everything that you want, it's not good for you, and everything that you desire is not good for you. And I think the last caller said, am I pretty enough? Am I thick enough? Am I thin enough? But you are who you are, and you got to accept either, you know, you're going to be with that person and endure that bullcorn and probably have to go to the clinic a couple of times, or you're going to, you know, get your head together and say, you know what, I'm not the one for him. And that's a hard thing to say. Because I was in love with a dude named Lucius with a badass curve. You understand? Every once in a while, I still go to the barbershop and ask for a bottle of Activate, and I squirt some on my pillow. I'd be like, you know what I'm saying? I just want a little bit of Lucius smell on my pillow. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I thought he didn't want me because I could never get the collar of his shirt clean. You know, that girl getting that collar, the shirt used to rub up against his neck. I could never get his collar clean. So I thought that's why he was cheating on me because, you know, but it just turned out that, you know, my hollering, screaming, and yelling, and, you know, all that old craziness and you know, trying to hold out on him. Ooh, girl, it was hard. You know, that did not move him. And today, he is married, and he's in church, and he's, you know, he's focused, and he's a good family man. But it took somebody and him to go. Yeah, now he can't walk now. He got shot in the leg. But still, it took somebody else to break Lucius in. It took somebody else. It took him, you know, almost losing his life, you know, trying to hop out a window to get away from a married woman. But that's what it took. And the last thing I want to say before I get off here, and thank you for being kind enough to let me say all my comments, is to say, you know, but in reality, if Lucius had as much money as Tiger Woods, instead of empathizing with the wife, then we start empathizing for the dude. We say, oh, well, he has enough money to, you know, be cheating. So the whole society has got to just kind of backwards. You know what I'm saying? You can't turn a hoe into a husband. You can't turn a hoe into a housewife. But actually, Chris thought he would because he just married Kim Kardashian, you know? So we'll see how that goes.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know by now, this is Frances. She's on the line, ladies and gentlemen. Mama Michelle Henderson here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. She is doing her thing, and you got to know it by now. She is hilarious.
We love you, Mama Michelle.
Definitely.
I love y'all, too. And just for y'all's male listeners out there, I can be a housewife. I can. I be praying every day. And I'd have changed my ways. Baby, please.
Right. The baby, please. It comes in droves. And, fellas, you got to understand, listen to what she said. She's been in both places, the wife and the other woman. Ties into the book, second place women who come in first. Why she has your man's attention and you don't. It's available right now, paperback. I got it. AndyBrownSpeaks.com is where you can pick it up. And also coming soon to Kindle and Nook for the e-readers out there. let's just keep it real tonight. The ladies, are, I mean, they just coming with it, Miss O'Mill.
I mean, of course. I didn't expect anything any different.
You know, fellas.
You can. Can't expect nothing less from a woman. Come on now.
Where is the male? And you know what? It's happened so many times before that the male voice is just timid to step up and say, I know there's some brothers out there that's keeping it real. We always claim that it's you know, the hunter. You're the hunter. You want to go get it.
You can't break the brother code. That's not
going
to happen.
It's not a brother code. It's real talk.
We already know the real answers, but nobody wants to say it.
You got to be real with yourself. In order to grow, you have to be 100 with yourself. Is
you
this
gotta
a pattern
be.
I want to continue? Is this something, because I see it in my own family. It's real. Now, ladies, you know, you say a little bit of something and you can draw some attention from a few people. But then you try to get that economical head and say, you know what, you know, as the saying goes, why walk down the hill and get one when I can, why run down the hill to get one when I can walk down to get them all? That's real talk tonight, fellas, because you got to understand this is who we are. We want to be hunters. We want to be the ones to go get it and create our own stable. But is it worth it? Is it really, really worth it? You're running a lot of risk. She might bust some windows. She might bust your head. This is a real story. I mean, I family members. I don't even know. You know what? It's cool because I'm y'all been talking about me for so long. I'm gonna talk about other folks too. Heard that you know, we go to the reunion, and I have a niece, 12 years old, by my uncle who's older than my father. I did the math. Didn't quite make sense at first. But, you know, sometimes you just have people who step out of their own ways, and you step out of your own family and create life outside of your family. Wow. You know, we don't really think about that because we're thinking about the ass and the ass only. Man, she looked good. If I could just tap that, no. No, you got to think about this. What am I really doing? You got to wake up. The ladies are telling you, sometimes you just got to wake up. And sometimes maybe the fellas don't want to wake up.
They don't want to wake up if they don't have to.
Maybe there's some men out there who don't really ever want to get it. They understand, but they don't want to get it.
Or maybe they haven't got themselves in that right situation yet where they have to get it. Because there comes a point in your life that you're going to have to get it, whether you want to or not. You just gonna, it's going to be a bottom line. You're going to have to get it. If you don't, that's just going to be it for you. That's just going to be it.
It's
and maybe they had to come to
it
for a lot of
people.
Maybe they just had to come
for a lot of people.
Now, anybody that knows me knows that I take risks. I'll run, I stay on ready set in most cases. But there's just some things I just, you know, I've been there, I've done that, I kind of understand, hey, man, you know what, when it's all said and done, it's not worth it. Because looking so much, you're putting at risk. You're losing your family. You're losing your namesake. You're expected. In most cases, when you go to when you apply and for these jobs, they expect you to be a single father, a single black man. They expect you not to be married.
They expect you to pay child support.
You should, for yourself, because that pattern doesn't work.
Andy, you know what? Can I add one thing?
Go ahead.
You know, we live in a society. I mean, everybody knows pretty much, hands down, we live in a double standard society. That's always pretty much been the case since the beginning of time. And, you know, women living in the U.S. actually happen to enjoy the luxury of being considered a first-class citizen and not a second-class citizen in most cases. However, our society does not penalize men for bad behavior. Never have, and they never will. There really is no punishment or penalty for stepping out on your wife, if we're talking in a worldly sense. You know, you'll eventually answer to God. But just from the worldly perspective, there really is no punishment or penalty. You know, yeah, Tiger Woods' golf game sucks right now, but he still keeps a $100 million contract from Nike. You know, Puffy has 5 children out of wedlock. And, yeah, Kim Porter gets $50,000 a month, or if not more, in child support. But, again, you know, a single mother raising 5 kids. So at the end of the day, and even on the smaller, you know, everyday average person, you know, I know one dude who has 5 kids by 5 different women. Like, really? That's what we doing now? So what I have noticed is that it's really just easier for men, not all men, but most, to push the onus off on the woman. You know, oh, y'all shouldn't be like us. Y'all shouldn't be like us. Y'all supposed to be better than us. How do you expect us to be better when you're supposed to be the leaders in the community? How you expect us to be better when you ain't shit? So guess what? If you ain't shit, I ain't shit, and we ain't going to be shit together. That's why we in the predicament we in. So it's really, really time out for all the extra, you know, all the excuses of the whys and the this and the that. I mean, it is so it's just so sickening. I mean, really?
It's one of those you got to stand up and take responsibility and take accountability for yourself. If you're not going to do it, who's going to do it for you? If you're not going to be responsible,
You know, the fellas will tell you this as well. You know, when you look in the world of the, you know, professional athletes, there's a gentleman out there, and you may or may not see this in the press if you don't follow football for real, but there's a gentleman out there, Mr. Antonio Cromartie, my frat brother, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. He's a cornerback for the New York Jets, and dude is nice. He got skill. But his nickname, and some of y'all may know this, some of y'all might not, his nickname is Mr. 765. Why is that his nickname, you ask? Because he has 7 children by 6 women in 5 states.
Shut it down.
Dude, you balling. You in the league. You got your money, and it's going right back out your pocket.
Yep.
Now, if you're going to be player, the first thing, you know you're going to be doing is have a vasectomy, first off. Second of all, what you need to think about is the risk you are not only putting your body in for your career, but for your life. You give me, let me touch $1 million, a legacy will be left. I just want to tweet and just let it be in my checking account for just a little bit.
Well, he should just be happy he ain't coming back with the kids.
We have to understand the pattern. The NBA lockout is coming, folks, and there are actual players who are saying, you know what, I think I can make it. If the NBA locks out, I think I'm good for about a year. Really? Really? Okay. Is it like that? You putting it out there like that, player, that you're not really taking the time to really build your family and build your wealth? Can you turn a hoe into a husband, ladies and gentlemen? 646-727-3279. The callers, the ladies are doing the thing tonight. We have another caller that wants to chime in, Ms. Salima. One of your cast members is on the line.
All right.
It's Christy. Christy, you're here in Dallas. You're on the line? She's not there anymore. Christy didn't pass out and fainted because she couldn't believe all the real talk that's going on tonight.
Tell them you're keeping it 100 on the show. You're keeping it 100.
We're keeping it 100. And Nikki, this is Salima's very first time. She went to Graham.
Okay. Hey, Nikki.
She went to Graham.
Hey, how you doing?
I am good. How are you, girl?
I am doing A-okay.
Tell us a bit more about the play, if you don't mind, how it kind of ties in a little bit about the subject tonight.
Well, I will be more than happy to do that. The play is called With This Ring. It's the second play that Fierce Productions has put on. It will be this Saturday if you are in the DFW area at the DeSoto Civic Center. That's 211 East Pleasant Run in DeSoto, Texas at 7 o'clock.
You can get tickets at wearefierce.com, WEARFIERCE.com, and or at the door. The play is magnificent, and not just because I co-wrote, produced, and directed. It is just a magnificent play. It really ties in because it comes on accountability, being responsible, watching things that your parents did or that your friends did or people around you did, and you're taking that and growing up with that and putting that pattern in your relationship and putting that pattern in your life, period, meeting other people and putting on that air, putting on that extra, I believe Nikki stated, you have to be extra. Am I thin enough? Am I pretty enough? I have to bring on an extra personality and not really showing your true self. And when you meet somebody, they really don't know who you are until it's too late. So our play really ties into, you know, weaves in and throughout this conversation most definitely, and you will see all of that on stage.
Well, when Christy was calling in, what's her role in the play, in the production?
Miss Christy actually plays two different roles. She plays a role as it kind of goes back into the 70s, 1976, when a lot of y'all was born. It goes back into 1976, and she starts off there as a mother, and her kids see her as they're young, and they see what the type of things that she takes from their father, some abuse, some words, the way he acts, the way he treats her, and they see that, and they grow up with that, and as they grow up, they take that into their own lives. So she plays that role as the mom who takes it into the very end, and now her kids see her, and they grow up with that. And then she also plays the strong mother. She plays the opposite side as the mom who won't take that, who will not take the abuse, who will not take, you know, her husband dogging her out, who will not take her husband leaving her and doing her any kind of way. So she plays dual roles in this particular play.
Mm-hmm. Incredible. We still ought to get some tickets away from callers when they chime in on this topic. I mean,
for
this
sure,
is good.
Definitely.
We're keeping it 100 tonight. We're keeping it 100 tonight. Nikki, are you enjoying yourself? Nikki's not on? Maybe sometimes in the B it just get kind of slow. She might be watching the Tigers play baseball after all, because they're doing their thing for real. I want to talk about it, ladies. I mean, this has been a very uplifting, for me, eye-opening topic. You get a lot of brothers that'll pull you to the side and say, look, well, you know what, this is what I was thinking, man. I was thinking, you know. No. Say what's on your mind. Be real about it. Where else can you go and talk to the nation and keep it real and keep it 100 and let your voice be heard? Let your business be advertised. Somebody out there right now has got a business with the way the economic times are, and they're trying to uplift it and trying to get it out there. But your way is not really getting it quite as effective as it could be. You have people that are in position to want to see your business grow, want to see you do big things, because that corporate job is not always promised. Depend on you, depend on God. Let's see what things can happen when we put ourselves together in position to help each other grow and network. Let's keep it 100, folks. This is how we do, Salima.
I'm with you 100%.
Miss Oatmeal Brown keeps it real with the Realness 101. Sometimes I just say a little bit here and there. But the callers, Mama Michelle was doing it. Nikki was chiming in. That's just how we get down. That's how we get down. This is real talk, folks. Watch the growth. Watch the evolution. You know, we're going to be doing this for a long time. Realness 101 Entertainment is the record label. One World Media is the marketing and distribution company. The evolution of greatness is shaping into form. Come on with us. Highlight your talents. Like I said, she's here each and every week. Check out the website, realness101.com, to learn more about Miss Oatmeal Brown. We're on YouTube with it. The hot single Knick Knack is slamming. Go on YouTube and type it in, Oatmeal Brown, Knick Knack. Go to iTunes and CD Baby to download the single, the remix and the ringtone today. Support this lady. She's doing big things, DFW. Come out and enjoy DFW if you're in the area. Enjoy the hit stage play With This Ring, Saturday, September 17th at the DeSoto Civic Center. The curtain goes up at what time? Is it 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, and how much are the tickets?
The tickets are $20 online, $25 at the door. So purchase them online at wearefierce.com, WEAREFIERCE.com.
It's real talk tonight, folks. Coming to the stage Saturday, September the 24th, Superlative 909, along with 40 and Fly, are kicking off the pre-classic weekend with comedian Joe Torre for a night of love and laughs in Arlington, Texas, at the Aguiar Event Center. DJ Francis J is going to be spinning on the ones and twos. The King of Swing, Jerry Palmer, is going to be in the building. And yours truly will set the night off with the roundtable discussion of the hot novel, Second Place Women Who Come In First. Why she has your man's attention. And you
great book. Must read. It's a must read.
That's real talk. You hear it, folks. It's out there. I've heard them knock it down in just about a day sometimes. Incredible.
Definitely.
The address, the Aguiar Event, 715 Ryan Plaza. That's off of Interstate 30 in Collins, folks, in Arlington, north of Cowboy Stadium, behind the Guitar Center. It's going to be going on from 8 o'clock p.m. until 2 in the morning. Pre-sale tickets are $10 right now. You better hurry up and get them. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful event, folks. In the book, Second Place Women is coming in first, like I mentioned to you. Miss Oatmeal, I've enjoyed this show. I think it's been a wonderful thing, a wonderful topic. Did you enjoy yourself?
Yeah, it was cool.
Sounds good. Christy, back on. Okay. Yeah, we apologize to Christy for not getting you on. We had just a small technical difficulty. You know, things happen. We all human. But, ladies, let's kind of round it out before we end the show, before we shut it down for the evening. And I just want to ask you, Nikki, you might want to lead us off with this. What must take place in order for something like this to be resolved as far as, you know, the whole being turned into a husband or probably not the fact thereof? Or should women just accept the fact that they're going to have a husband who cheats? I mean, is that logic? Is that something to think about? Is it just you're just going to have to accept the fact, ladies, that your husband is going to cheat on you?
Well,
or can there something
really
be done about
it? This is old man. I'm going to go ahead and say something now. It's not that you have to go ahead and accept the fact that your husband is going to cheat on you. Like I said earlier in the conversation, you know in the beginning, before you even say, I did, what type of man you're dealing with. Doesn't mean that he doesn't want to be married and have a family. But he just can't stop his whole ways or his whole tendencies.
Right.
Sometimes people try to stick it out and they can't. Shawnee O'Neal is a perfect example.
Mm.
She's a perfect example of she couldn't stick it out any longer.
Enough is enough.
Right, enough is enough.
She didn't wait till she was 60.
No, she didn't. I mean, these days we really don't do that. Females really don't do that. Back in the day, it was more so because he was the breadwinner of the household,
mm-hmm.
and maybe she wasn't as smart when it came to running the household or having that strong mind to run the business to bring the income in. She was just putting in on a little bit,
mm-hmm.
if she was.
She took care of the house.
Right. So, therefore, you're like, man, I have these four kids. Ooh. He's cheating. Yeah, I yell at him, you know, slap him in his face a couple of times. He say, I'm sorry. Baby, I love you. It was a mistake. I don't know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes back and he does it again. And he keep doing it. Then it might be a time that she shoot at his ass and he finally stops. And then, I mean, by that time, they old.
And
they're
old
by that time.
This is something, ladies. Do we have time? Not have time? Okay. This is something real quick I wanted to...
5 minutes left.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is just something that I want to bring. Oh, Ms. Oatmeal brings up a very, very real topic on that because that happens. That happens so often. And it's one thing that I heard, and ladies, maybe you can or cannot agree with this, but one thing that I was told by my elders, is that a woman born between the years of 1938 and 1958 will never apologize for anything. Why? Just that example that Miss Oatmeal gave. He was out taking care of the household, but he had another family on the other side of town. He took care of them too. Everybody saw it, and nobody said anything. Nobody said anything, and that little girl had to grow up and see her mama just, you know, hey, I understand, and just kept the pattern going. And then when she became a young woman and began her adult life, she allowed it too. And the pattern just continued on. And nobody ever told that young lady and said, stop it, girl. You don't have to take this from him. You don't have to let that happen. The pattern just continues. And the only thing that sometimes they'll say is, she'll learn. She'll get it. Sometimes you just got to go through some things. You don't want to pull it to the side? You don't want to say, no, girl, you're worth more than that. He doesn't have to treat you like this. You don't have to go through knowing that the family's on the other side of town and making you feel less than what you are. That's not you. You're a queen. You're worth more than that. Nobody wanted to pull her to the side and say that. Nobody wanted to just bring that up. So the pattern continues. And it became a lifestyle.
Well, you know why I think they don't want to say anything? And it takes us that they're not saying anything? Because they did tell them growing up, but they couldn't live the example. See, your parents will tell you what you should do. Most of them will tell you. And even you might be in church, they in church too, or what have you. You hear it, you know. They're telling you what's right, but they're sitting up there doing what's wrong.
Oh, always.
So, therefore, you take those relationship tactics, some people do, and they take them into their relationship, even though this nigga that you with ain't like your daddy, right? You still willing to put up with this mess that you shouldn't, because if your mama was married to somebody like your daddy, she probably wouldn't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If she was married to somebody like you married to, she wouldn't. See, your daddy is different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Rolling Stones are no joke.
The one thing you said that correlates to our play on this Saturday is a pattern. That's the one thing that we definitely show in our play, that there's a pattern that goes on in relationships and that goes in your own in your life, and you carry that with you and you take that on with you in your adult life. But somehow, some way, you got to stop the cycle and you got to stop the pattern. And so, and there's, you know, there's that could possibly help you do that. You know what I mean? There's different counseling groups. There's different relationship groups. You know, there's your friends. You can go to your church. You can go anywhere. But it really starts with you. It starts with you as a person, whether it be a man or a woman. It starts with you to say, hey, I know I got issues. I know I have problems, and they need to be dealt with.
Right.
They need to be dealt with. You can see that on the stage this Saturday with this ring and DeSoto Civic Center. You will definitely see that. And how, not that you have an issue, you got a problem, but how to deal with it. Come head on strong with it. Like you said, call in, fellas. Come 100 with it, because you got to deal with it head on. If you don't, it's just going to keep going. The pattern, the cycle, everything will just keep going. And it'll pass on from your kids to your kids to your kids to your kids' kids.
And I'm going to tell you, fellas, listen, it's not that there's anything, I'm just going to be straight up with it. You feel like you're ashamed about it now? Now is the issue? Now is the problem if this is brought up? Because we're going to touch into what's really going on. Some of you do it just because you hear your friends say and come with those stories. It's not even really your personality. You just want a locker room story to be like somebody else who you're really not, and trying to put your own family and your own life in jeopardy to appease to somebody who really don't give a damn about you. Foolishness.
It's like a drug, though. It's just like somebody telling you to try this drug out because it makes you feel good. You might be cool. You might not even be tripping. Or you might be having a bad day. gone and, you know, pop this pill. This will make you feel better.
Right.
Okay, so the homeboy is like, go ahead and holler at that chick. You know what I'm saying? You can do it,
drink.
Even though everything is cool at the house. You can do it. Go on, holler at her. She'll give it to you.
But you know what, on enough.
And somebody, sometimes they get hooked because you're not supposed to do it. Everything that you're not supposed to do, guess what? It's the reason why you don't do it.
You don't do it. But you know what? No, I'm saying that I agree with Miss O'Meal. You know what? Sometimes it's addictive. Sometimes you get out there and you get caught up. But also, I let you know the number one reason why they out there doing that. Because the woman allows it to happen. The man is only going to do what the woman allows him to do. And if she allows him to cheat, if she allows him to skirt out on that relationship and shirk his responsibilities, if she allows him to keep making excuses, and if she allows him to continue to do what he going to do, you know what? He going to do it. Why would he stop? She says, she's putting it out there and says, it's all right if you do this. Yes, I'm going to get mad. I'm going to get pissy. I'm going to slap you. I'm going to do a Jasmine Sullivan and bust a couple windows out on you. But you know what? In the morning time, it's going to be all right, and you can still lay in my bed. You can still come to this house, and you can still be the man. Because you know what? You my man, and I'd rather have a piece of a man than not have a man at all. So she allows him to do it, and that's why it keeps happening. And until she says, you know what, let me go ahead and put my foot down. Let me go ahead and put my foot down, maybe on your neck, maybe on your back, but I'm going to put my foot down because enough is enough.
I promise you, ladies, if more men knew that there were consequences, if there were real consequences, we ain't talking about, you know, you get a ticket and you might not get none for about a month or two. We're talking real consequences. Nigga, you'll lose your car if you go around and mess with this other woman. You know what? Ain't worth it. That's a real consequence to somebody. You know what? Well, they're not thinking long term for the family. You might go to jail. Oh, okay, well, maybe let's see if it's worth it. Come on.
There are real
consequences. There are, but they're so substantial that sometimes people don't even look at the surface because we're surface people, and we just look for the right now instant gratification. If you take my right now away from me, then I got a problem. I don't even think, you know how many people don't have life insurance because they don't be thinking long term? As long as
right,
the job got me, if something happened to while I'm at the job, I'm good. They're not thinking long term. They're not thinking about, because if that's, you know, you can go to jail on Tuesday, if you get some ass from this chick on Saturday, you know what? I don't think it's worth it.
Well, we know that's not going to happen unless he runs into the wrong chick and he ends up going to jail behind her. So that is a possibility.
It is.
But everybody doesn't care. They like to take risks because they feel like they can do it. They're shade under invincible. I'ma do it. I did it this time. I'ma keep trying it. I'm keep trying it because I like it. I like the way it makes me feel. It's a selfish feeling that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about everybody. He's trying to say it's about the wife. If it was really about her, he wouldn't even go out and cheat.
Never about her.
Exactly.
Never about her.
Right.
And ladies, get that out your head. That's not about you.
Well, let me hit you with a greater risk, a bigger risk, a huge consequence. One of our first plays, you better ask somebody, and you better ask somebody, HIV. You better ask somebody if you can get it. If you don't know, you better know. You think just bringing a baby home is an issue? You think just, you know, coming home with lipstick on your collar is an issue? Think about your long-term consequence. You go out with her on Saturday, you come home Saturday night with AIDS and HIV. You better ask somebody.
And some of them do. But that has not stopped the rest of the world from doing it. They bring it home kids. They bring it home STDs.
Right.
I mean, they getting killed on Snap.
They
still doing it. Everybody's like, oh, I
see that.
Snap. you know, oh snap, they're killing God's lesson, right? Shoot, the mistress killed, what was that football player name? He didn't care, he still been dipping out. That wasn't his first chick.
Oh, yeah, listen, played for the Tennessee Titans. Yeah.
Steve McNair.
Yeah.
Steve the Air McNair.
Killed the both of them off.
Look, there is a DVD. It's so bootleg, but it's so funny. It's called Married Men, Single Women. If anybody has seen this, you can go to Big T Bazaar, pick this up for like $6, if that much. This thing is hilarious. All these scenarios we're talking about is in this, and it's a trip. I had to put a little plug on that one, but that's a real little DVD right there. It's tripped out because all these situations happen.
I mean, I don't know what I do to my husband. I don't know what frame of mind I might be in. You know how much game he done tried to run. I'm already knowing. I'm just trying to see how far he gonna go.
Helen.
And then my intelligence is just so insulted that I just start busting caps in his knees. You know, you might feel like that.
Fellas, real talk, fellas. You need to start asking these women you dating if they got a gun. It's okay to ask that question. A lot of dudes don't want to do that for the sake of not knowing. You need to understand who you with. That can work out for the better for you, or it can work out for the worst for you. If she ride or die, she'll shoot somebody for you. If she don't like your ass, you run the risk of getting shot. Understand
That's
who you
truth.
With sometimes.
That is the honest to God truth.
She's by herself. She got to protect her and the kid because she's single. She's a single mama. There's a gun in the house, homie. She watches the news. Burglars break into suburban areas. Just because you moved out to the burbs don't mean you're completely safe.
Better find out if she's crazy.
You gotta understand real quick. What are your risks involved?
Better find out if she's crazy. Because if she is, she's going to come after you and everybody you know. I'm serious. She's going to come after you. It's not just going to be him. She's going to come after him and everybody she know. I'm telling you, I know about it because it's on stage this Saturday at the DeSoto Civic Center with this ring. She's going to come after him and everybody he know. It don't stop just with him. Everybody. It's going to become a liability in it. Everybody, you know, is becoming a person that could get hurt in this particular relationship. You better find out if she's crazy.
That's why I be having to stay away.
Right, you don't want to get it because the sign's always there.
Can't happen. You. I don't know nothing.
I don't have no other questions. You have a gun. What kind do you have? I just need to know your wrist power. What's going on with you?
Right.
You got a 45? Yeah. What you got?
Saturday night special.
35. Right. And I respect that. My grandmother had a gun in every room in her house. Every room. I'm not going to get caught slipping. There are rifles behind every bed. I loved her for that. That's just keeping it real. 100. All of them stayed loaded. Can you turn a hoe into a husband, ladies and gentlemen, has been our topic. We've been joined from Detroit, from Fort Worth. The chat room, the folks was in the chat room looking like, wow. Trust me, they in there. We put a hush over Jerusalem, Salima. This is just real topic. Some people can't handle the truth. Some people can, and some people act like they can.
I think all the good guys, I don't know where they are. Maybe they're reading books or reading the Bible or something like that. So they didn't have time to call in and, you know, say a good word for the brothers. You know, those who have recovered from hoeing and they are in good marriages now and doing what's right.
Oh, yeah.
Or those who never did it and, you know.
Because they're confessions.
They're good husbands and always have been. So maybe they were busy tonight.
And you got to look at this. And you got to think about this. Ladies and gentlemen, also, you know, we're not saying that you're going to get married and all of a sudden start hoeing. That's not really, I mean, it can happen. But if you know this person going in to the situation and this is who they are, don't think that you're going to be the one to change him. Don't think you're going to even go in like that. That's not even, don't even put that type of situation on your shoulders.
Do you think women really think that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they do.
You know,
yes, they do.
Earlier, Andy had asked me, did I know anything about the supposedly Pilar and Deion Sanders incident or accident or whatever's going on.
Right.
I didn't know much. All I heard with the possible situation is that he cheated.
Okay.
That didn't excite me because he was cheating on his first wife talking to Pilar. So, I mean, why am I getting to, I don't want to know what's going on because he's a cheater. So it's no surprise.
Right.
Like, why would I be surprised? Why would I be surprised if Lil Wayne got another baby by somebody else? This is his track record.
This is who you are. And you know that going in.
Right.
You know that going in.
So do you think she felt that she can change him even though she knew who Carolyn was, the first wife?
Some women go in with that. I'm the difference maker.
They're both beautiful.
Mm-hmm. But because she won, she feels like she has the upper hand.
She didn't win.
There's some women out there like that. Y'all know it's true. I got him, girl. I got it.
I think Carolyn gave him up.
Who's Carolyn?
The first wife.
Oh, that's the Dion mama?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Well, some women do go in thinking that they could change. The signs are there, mind you. Let's go from point one. The signs are there. Like you said, before you even say I do, you know if this man is cheating on you or not, especially if you're the one he cheating with. And then you
right.
say I do to him because you're number two or number three as far as the wife is concerned. So you can't be that surprised if you catch him sometime later cheating on you. I mean, how do you think you got in your position? The signs were there. You thought that you could change them. You thought that after y'all got married, things would be different. And then come
right.
to find out, whoopsie daisy, they're not.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I have heard somebody say that they felt like this. They weren't married. They were supposedly in a relationship. And they felt like the guy was not cheating on them, and he was an athlete. I was like,
you foolish mortal.
I was like, okay. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Like, you're a good person.
Mm.
You're a nice female. You have a great resume. But he's meeting, like, 30 of you in each state.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And going to be
really?
Leaving on Sunday, so what's up? That's all it is, too.
If
I ain't even sick. What you doing?
You're not counting that person and their qualities and who they are. That's not what I'm doing. I'm just like asking, like, okay, so how is it different? What makes you different? How do you know?
Some people put it in their mind.
They feel like, I just know.
Yeah, I'm the difference maker because I'm me. I was born me. And the Lord said I could do anything I want to do. No, wrong message.
Mm-mm. Bad thing about it is you are no different. It's going to be on that man or whether or not he's going to change. If he don't cheat on you, that's because he changed, not because you changed him.
Right. Amen.
And that's what it really boils down to, ladies and gentlemen. Can you turn a hoe into a husband? No. Don't even try it, ladies. Don't even try it, fellas.
You can marry him.
Oh, yeah, you can marry him, by all means. I want some cake from the wedding.
Wait a minute, you can have their babies and everything.
But you know
I
what?
Don't mean nothing.
I want
you to get us a little financial security, too.
I want y'all to understand that if we see this and we're at your wedding and they say, does anybody have, what's the statement? Speak now or forever hold your peace.
All right, does anybody here think that these two should not be joined at the hip?
Speak now, if ever hold your peace, watch it be some Snickers in the background.
I'm pretty sure they know because everyone tried to get them before they got engaged anyway. And it's like, well,
that's the number one
right.
clear sign.
And don't sit next to certain people who are going to make your ass laugh at this wedding either.
that's the number one clear sign. If the preacher says that, whoever performing the wedding says, "Speak now, forever hold your peace," and you hear laughing in the back, that's the number one sign that you may not, should not be marrying the person that you marry. If people laugh in the back, if people taking bets at your wedding, you may not want to get married right then and there.
They laughed at the engagement party, so it's pretty new.
You may not. You may want
to
refocus on your
hood. Talking about, can't believe y'all doing this shit. That's not something you're supposed to hear in your way.
We laughed when we found out about it.
Don't lean over and say that to nobody at the wedding, dog. You can say, hey, man, you got any tissue or you got any gum? That's the coolest, But you don't lean over and buy and say, man, I can't really believe they're doing this shit. Really? At a wedding? I can't stop laughing. I'm sorry. That's just way too funny to me. But this has been just a real topic tonight. Y'all make sure y'all come on out and see this play. I'm definitely going to be there. Ms. Omen, you going to check it out?
On
Saturday?
I won't be there Saturday.
Well, that's all right. We'll let you know when we're doing it again. But we will be at the DeSoto Civic Center, 211 East Pleasant Run, 7 o'clock with this ring. Come and check us out. WeAreFierce.com.
And I'll definitely be checking you out. Hey, if I can't make it to a live show, I know it's going to be on DVD.
Now, you know that, and I will let you, and I will definitely let you know when and where you can pick that up from. Probably more than likely at WeAreFierce.com.
Okay, and I'll be checking it out.
Make your comments, folks, on the Facebook page. How was your weekend page on Facebook? Let us know what you thought about the show tonight. As we wrap up the show, I want to just thank the ladies for calling in and giving their insights. Men, I got some things to say about y'all. We want to thank the folks that who were in the chat room, folks who were blogging, expressing their thoughts. As always, you make the show what it is. And if you had a good time tonight, ladies, and you got some good information out this show, do us a favor. Just tell 5 more people to share with you how was your weekend page with your Facebook friends so they can tune in with you next week as we come back with another hot topic. What are we going to talk about? Don't worry. We'll be sure to let you know. The panel and I will tell you. Next week, log in, listen, and learn, fam. My name is Andy Brown.
And I'm O'Mill Brown with the Realness 101, God First.
Good night. Go mob to my frat, and we gone. Hit him with that knick-knack track on the way out the door.
Uh-oh.
Bob your hands to this, folks. Go ahead
maybe
and check
I'll
out
rap around a little bit. Maybe I'll
do it a cappella style.
What? Yeah. It's not playing. We're having technical difficulties.
We can just hum our way out.
That's how it is, you know, when you... Some nights when things aren't working right. I know you like that. So come and get that.
Good night, folks. It's been real. Y'all have a good one. We got less than a minute. We're going to come on right back for a little encore. Everybody hum with her.
See me in my teeth. Don't mean that you can see me. I know that you're living with me. You're like the way my body leans. I know you like my knick-knack paddywhack. I know you like my knick-knack paddywhack. I know you like my knick-knack paddywhack. I know you like that. Look at you do that.
We headed out the door, y'all. That's that acapella version. You ain't ready for that. That's going to be in the store soon. Real talk, 100%. Y'all have a good night. It's been real.
Yeah.